USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump gave a speech in Atlanta on Friday.
We're going to make 2020 a chance. We're going to give it really something. We're going to make it a chance that you take, but it's not a chance because you know exactly what's happening.
But the president's visit to Atlanta brought protesters. The impeachment inquiry released two more transcripts in which top national security officials described the tension over backdoor efforts to deal with Ukraine run by Rudy Giuliani and endorsed by the president. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman also said there was no question that the president was proposing a trade, an Oval Office visit by Ukraine's president for a public investigation of Joe Biden and his son. On Wall Street on Friday, the Dow was up 6, the S&P up 8, and the Nasdaq up 41. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, deliver while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The CDC has released the latest report on the number of deaths associated with vaping. John Clemens reports.
The CDC reports the number of cases appears to be on a downward trend, but some states continue to be hard hit by the number of cases. Dr. Ann Schuchat is the deputy director of the CDC.
There are now 2,051 cases of e-cigarette or vaping product-associated lung injury reported from 49 states, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Unfortunately, 39 people have died from this condition as of November 5th, and we are aware that additional investigations are ongoing.
Paperwork filled out in Alabama puts billionaire Michael Bloomberg on the way towards a presidential run in 2020. An advisor to the former New York City mayor says Bloomberg plans to skip early voting states if he launches a presidential bid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former teen running sensation Mary Kane has slammed the Nike Oregon Project. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Kane was a member of the Oregon Project from 2013 through 2016. She joined the group while still a teenager and continued to train in Portland through her freshman year of college.
I joined Nike because I wanted to be the best female athlete ever. I was emotionally and physically abused by a system designed by Alberto and endorsed by Nike.
She alleges that she was constantly told to lose weight and told she needed to get on birth control and take diuretics to regulate her body weight. She says the Oregon Project and coach Alberto Salazar were representatives of the win-at-all-cost attitude of Nike. Nike disbanded the Oregon Project last month after Salazar was banned for 4 years for violating anti-doping rules by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency.
Ben & Jerry's is being sued for false advertising. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The lawsuit filed by environmental activist James Ellers says Ben & Jerry's misleads customers about the type of milk and cream used in its products. Its parent company, Unilever, markets Ben & Jerry as being made with cream and milk sourced from happy cows, suggesting that they're part of a humane, caring dairy program. The lawsuit claims only a small amount of the Ben & Jerry's ice cream contains milk from farms that participate in that caring dairy program.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.